This is the first time ever in Awkward Tuesday history where we have a 50-50 chance of someone admitting to a crime they committed years ago.
Wow. That shouldn't excite me because it's someone's life, but still.
Stacy was your average all-American girl from a small town. She was just the girl next door until one day she went missing.
Okay. This is
really
scary.
Yeah, that's too real, man.
Actually, she didn't go missing. Her lipstick-stained napkin in one of her hair ties did.
There we go.
Fast forward a decade later, a crackjack squad of radio personalities took a phone call and solved the case that had stumped police for years.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned for the mysterious case of the box of random crap in the back of the closet.
Okay. Your trailer turned south for me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it got a little less interesting towards the end.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, we've got a woman named Kayla who found a box in the back of her husband's walk-in closet.
Yep.
And it was filled with a bunch of random items that were labeled and put in Ziploc bags. Everything belonged to a girl named Stacy.
And there was always also pictures of her husband with Stacy. I mean, before, of course, the marriage and the relationship.
Yeah.
It's not a cheating thing that we're worried about.
The weird thing is that her husband has always mentioned all of his ex-girlfriends, but has never mentioned anybody named Stacy before.
Yeah.
So there's some sort of secret that's being kept here.
There has to be.
Or a miscommunication. I mean, have you ever thought that maybe, like, I don't know, there was an ex named Christina, but she went by Stacy sometimes, and he just failed to mention that part.
And you're always up to no good, Brooke. You're giving him too much benefit.
Is that what you think, Kayla? You think this is all just a big miscommunication?
I hope it is, but it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I think your challenge in this phone call for you is going to be keeping a level head. I mean, even when we were talking to you just a moment ago, you were kind of like snowballing a little bit.
I'm trying to keep it together. I did do some breathing.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
You know it's bad when Brooke is the one being like, you're kind of being emotional right now. I mean, Brooke cries like every 10 minutes on the show.
I do cry a lot. But I'm just saying, when you talk to him, you need to be calm.
Okay.
You need to make a safe space for him to tell you whatever it is that's in that box.
Unless he's in the wrong, then you can go off.
No!
She's right. Alexis is right.
All right.
This is a 22-year-old who's never been married.
Here we go. We're about to dial your husband's phone number. You ready to do this, Kayla?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I'm dialing the number now.
Hello?
Hey, hon. It's me.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hey. Good. Your number came up weird. What's up, baby?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to see how your day is going.
You know, usual.
So then you have a minute?
Of course. What's going on?
Well, it's just something kind of happened. It's a little weird, and I just wanted to ask you about it.
Yeah. What's up?
So, I was cleaning your closet the other day, and I found this box, kind of in the back of the closet.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
I'm not sure which box you're talking about. We have a lot of boxes, honey.
Yeah, it's kind of a shoebox. It's got some purple stripes across it, and some really brown. Yeah.
That box.
Yeah. Can you explain it to me?
Oh, you didn't look inside, did you?
Yes, Tommy, I looked inside, and I'm kind of worried. I mean, who's Stacy?
Oh, my gosh. Babe, honestly, no one or nothing that you need to worry about at all.
Don't worry about it? That's what serial killers say on TV shows.
Okay, calm down. Your mind is racing. It's not what it looks like. You don't need to go comparing me to serial killers. It's still me.
What do you mean it's not what it looks like? I mean, you have objects that are labeled with Stacy's name all over them. I mean, that is what an obsessive psycho person does.
Okay, calm down.
Are you
calm
following
down.
Take her?
Baby, take a breath, okay? Calm down. We'll talk about this later once I'm home, okay?
Later? No. So you can have time to come up with an excuse? No. I need to know now, Tommy, who's Stacy and why do you have a hidden shrine with all her stuff in it?
It's not a shrine, okay?
Is this someone you're still in love with?
Baby, it's complicated.
Tell me. Who is she?
Fine. You want to get into it right now? Fine. Let's get into it right now.
Yes.
She's a girl that I went out with like for 2.5 dates, if that, over a weekend, a really, really long time ago.
Oh, so you really don't need to worry about it. Oh my God. But it's a girl that you still think about.
No. Well, kind of. I mean, yeah, look, I'm telling you, it's complicated, but it's not in that type of way, okay? It's not what you're thinking or what you're making it out to be in your mind. None of that.
No, I think you went on 2 dates and you held on to all her stuff all these years, and you're telling me that that's not weird, that's just normal. What do you do when I'm asleep? You go in the closet and you sniff it while your wife's sleeping? Oh, I mean, 2 days? You only went on 2 dates with this woman and you have her lipstick napkin?
Kayla, calm down. Calm down, Kayla. It's honestly not what you think. I'm just holding on to it for me so I can sell it, okay?
What?
Sell it?
Hello?
Sell it to who?
It just got worse.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Tommy.
What's going on, Kayla?
Yeah, I mean, Kayla's still there.
Don't know what to say.
It's okay, Kayla. Just don't say anything right now. Let us take over for a second. Tommy,
okay. You're
on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah, this is awkward, all right.
Yeah. Hi, Tommy.
I think the awkward part is on your end, though, where you're keeping a weird box of some woman's stuff that you want to sell.
Who's going to buy it? I don't understand.
Yeah, you need to explain.
Okay, first of all, Kayla, why are you even doing this? Like, why are you surprising me and putting me on the radio with something so sensitive like this? Like,
you freaked me out, Tommy. I didn't know who else to turn to. I didn't know how to address it. So, yes, okay, I got some help.
Yeah, and Tommy, you're deflecting right now. I think you need to start explaining a little bit more.
And if you're in the world of sales, this could be good for you. It's a little publicity, Tommy. I mean, I don't know what you're selling, but...
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
So here's what you guys don't know. Like, when we went out to like this beach town and she forgot a few things. And I just picked them up because I figured, you know, whenever we see each other next, I can give them back to her.
Okay.
But we never ended up seeing each other again. That was that. But I had stored the stuff, like, you know, I never threw it out.
Like a hair tie? Like a girl's going to come back to ask you for a hair tie?
Oh, I need my napkin with my lipstick back.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's a Gucci hair tie, Brooke.
Okay.
That's a good point.
You don't know.
I mean, like, we shed those things. Like, they're scales or something.
Yeah, it's always gone.
But okay. Hold on, he was talking.
So you've held on to this girl Stacy's stuff for all these years?
Well, I kept that stuff. I didn't even think about it until I saw her on TV a few months ago, and she's like semi-famous now. So I was like, okay, if she blows up and gets super big, maybe this stuff might be worth something.
Well,
you know?
where did you see her on TV? Is this like on a reality show, or is this like on an episode of Cops?
Or she, yeah, right.
I saw her on the Food Network. She like won this huge competition. She's like really good.
Oh, nice.
And if she goes on to become one of these huge celebrity chefs, I have something that could be worth a lot of money. That's all it is.
Huh.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm buying your story right now.
I am.
Tommy, who's going to want an old corkscrew?
It's not an old corkscrew. It's Stacy's old corkscrew.
Mm. Okay. The businessman.
I don't know. Kayla, how do you feel about this? What are you thinking?
Tommy, you need to show me this show and this girl, because it's still odd to me.
You got it. She's actually a really good chef.
Oh.
We'll watch it together.
Well, don't compliment her too much, man. Okay, so you guys are willing to watch the show together?
Of course. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll give you one better. I have binoculars. I'll take you to this girl's house and show you how harmless the whole thing is.
Oh!
Wait,
what?
Tommy?
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking.
Oh my God.
My God.
I was so worried.